The Baxter stage is coming alive on that same day, from the 3rd to the 7th of November. Gregory McCormer and Zolani Mahola will share the stage. Gregory McCormer, a choreographer, dancer, teacher and director. And Zolani Mahola, I'm sure you know this by now, singer, songwriter, storyteller, wonderful individual artist who first came to our attention with Freshly Ground. And I'm really delighted to say she is joining me right here live in the studio now. We're back to live music and live interviews. Hello, Zolani.
Hello, Mike.
Really nice to see you.
Yeah, man. It's good to be here.
And it must be good to be getting back on stage and getting back into a real life.
It really is. It really is. And for me, I'm super excited to be on the theater stage because that's like my spiritual home, really.
Really? Would you have preferred to be an actress than a singer?
Well, that's what I studied. I studied acting. I studied at drama school at UCT. That's why I came to Cape Town in 2000.
And how did that go sort of not sideways, wrong description? How did it go different fork in the road into singing?
Almost by accident, but you know these happy accidents that seem like they're just very random. I'm not a fatalist, but I believe in things that seem super random but that really have massive impact later on. So I just happened to be singing in a play at UCT, at drama school, and this guy saw me in the play and he said he just started this band and I should come and check them out, and I went to check them out. And then later that night when I went to see them, he called me up onto the stage to just improvise something. And that was my first night with Freshly Ground.
Oh, I'd love a recording of that.
Yeah, me too.
No, a video of that would be very powerful, very emotional.
Yeah.
That's a lovely moment because that's a very precise moment when a band came together and
concrete started.
That is it. That's a nice story. I didn't know that. But you've been on the Baxter stage before, and you had the woman who sings show.
The one who sings. Yeah, so it's quite interesting because I did The One Who Sings, as you say, it was last year in November. And this is kind of interestingly like a full circle kind of thing coming back onto that stage. An interesting thing that you may or may not know, actually, Mike, is that I'm actually transitioning from Zolani Mahola to The One Who Sings as my artist name for a bit, which is really interesting.
You're going to call it The One Who Sings?
I'm going to call my entity, my creative projects, at least, you know, for the time going forward, for the foreseeable future, myself as The One Who Sings.
So you're the artist formerly known as Zolani?
I guess so. And later on, I'll just be a symbol.
Well, you've always pushed the boundaries. You've never sat and stayed still. You're with Gregory. Do you dance? Do you love dance? Do you do dance? Are you going to dance in this performance?
I will dance to my own rhythm.
Yeah. I've seen you dance. I've seen you dance on stage. You can dance.
I can dance. It's interesting. Like with my whole new scenario, I'm not really dancing as energetically as I have, you know, in that, you know, really like outwardly expressive, externally kind of vibe. It's much more internal now.
You're sounding much more relaxed. Have you?
Yeah.
Or is that the right word? You sound like you've mellowed down a bit.
I have. I've gone through a massive inner transformation, and I'm so excited to be expressing some of that on the stage next week at the Baxter. So I'm calling the production You Need to Say It, and I actually, from start to finish, I want it to feel like a meditative experience. I want people to kind of come and almost calm their nervous systems during the course of that hour, during that production.
That's interesting because you're used to getting people up and dancing and alive and engaging, and you're saying, no, come and relax.
Exactly. That's my vibe now.
I think it'll be, how does this work? What is the structure of the show going to be?
So the structure of the show is that Gregory McCormer will be starting. He'll present his piece, and thereafter, after him, there'll be a little break, and then I'll be on for this. It's a double bill.
It's a double bill.
I'll be on.
And you're not on together. You're not.
Sadly, no. Unfortunately, Gregory is a new father. He's got a new baby, so he's only actually arriving in Cape Town on Sunday, so we won't have enough time to rehearse something.
And it's on when? It's on Thursday.
So it will start on the Tuesday, on the 3rd of November. Yeah. That will be the beginning. It's a big fundraising event, that one. It's a special night. And then the rest of the nights from the 4th all the way to the Saturday, the 7th.
Okay, so it's basically all of next week. And it's on at the Baxter, and the Baxter is sort of socially distanced for the occasion.
Exactly. So it, very good point. So actually it's going to be half full. It's going to be at 50% capacity. So people will... Yeah, people will. It will be kept very safe.
I'm interested in how people are going to react to going back to the theatre. I'm interested in how I'm going to react. I mean, John Matham was back on stage last week, and I was out of town, so I couldn't go. But I want to see him on stage. But there's a little bit of me that's still
that's
got
reticent.
This very reticent about
it. Yeah, for sure. And I think that's healthy, and I think it's normal. You know.
But I desperately want to support artists, and I want to be back live in the theatre as
I
an
think
audience.
For me, I think. The way that I would like to think of it is, you know, we all know that we must be cautious and aware. The Baxter Theatre is, of course, you know, observing all protocols. Mm. What the offering of this show is a relief.
Yeah.
You know, is a relief from the stress, actually, of the time. Mm. And I think that is that coupled with knowing that people will be mindful and that it's a mindful night, I think it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, For sure. There is an overwhelming instinct and desire to get back into live theatre as an audience and to see musicians. And I think we want to do it, and I think we should be doing it. You're doing it from the 3rd to 7th of November. We're going to talk more, but let's have one song for now. Very special treat. Solani's come in with Frank to help her musically
here.
Absolutely.
This is Frank Freeman. So he's going to be, there will be three of us musicians on the stage. There'll be Frank Freeman and myself and Mr. Sakitumi, who's incidentally producing my debut solo album.
Okay.
But right now it's me and Frank Freeman.
Singing.
I think we will start with a song called Teta Mama.
Teta Mama with Solani and Frank Freeman.
Mama,
Zolani Mahola with Frank Freeman on guitar. I've been on this radio station on and off for 20 years, and I think that's probably the most beautiful sound I've heard live on this radio station.
That's so cool.
That was gobsmackingly wonderful. Gorgeous.
What a good feeling. Thank
Absolutely
you.
Absolutely gorgeous. And to see people doing it live, and they're only about sort of a meter away from me, and to see them doing that and working with each other without a chance to properly tune up because this is a live studio. Oh, magnificent, guys. Absolutely extraordinary. It is a new sound, isn't it?
It's a very new sound.
That's a very new sound. It's a wonderful sound, but that's new.
It's very different.
But it's gorgeous.
Yeah. I mean, it's deep. I think it's coming from... It's my voice.
You know,
I think that a big part of a freshly ground needing to just take a moment is for that time to discover. I mean, for me particularly, that's part of my reasoning of not being in the creative for a while, is to really find out what is it that I sound like. You know, what is it that is, I don't know, like my.
But there's an extraordinary range in that. You're stretching your voice a long, long way.
I'm stretching a lot. It's very fun.
Yeah, honestly, I've still got the, awesome. the stereotypical goosebumps.
Yeah. That was beautiful. Ooh, I love the stereotypical goosebumps. They're the thing.
So what have you been doing during lockdown? How have you been getting through this period? Difficult, very, very difficult for everyone, and especially difficult for live artists.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When at the beginning of the lockdown, I really threw my weight into being out there in terms of being visible online. And I'm afraid I just took it too far. You know, what ended up happening is that I was giving a lot. I was doing a lot of interviews with artists, musicians, and other kinds of creatives, figuring how they were doing and what strength they were finding, what lessons they were finding out of this lockdown and out of the time. But I actually wasn't taking care of myself, really. And I had to just actually retreat completely. I mean, it's such a challenging time. It's a hectic time. But I think that there is a gift to the time. There was the gift of reprieve. There was a gift of the step away, you know, and the really, really analyzing the things that are important to us as individuals and as a society and as a species. So I think that if we're able to take these lessons and the learnings, you know, from the time, then it can only be good.
Here's hoping you're right about that. Look, you're on stage 4th of November. 3rd of November is the gala performance. That's Tuesday. Then 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, all of next week at the Baxter.
Yes.
Gregory McCormick does dance in the first part.
Correct.
Zolani Mahola does music, like you've just heard, in the second half. Bookings at webtickets.co.za or pick and pay stores. I think this is going to be an extraordinary evening, almost like a return to some sort of cultural normality, maybe is too strong a word, but I think it's very significant, this stuff, these steps back, and it feels like this is a significant moment, and the best of luck with it.
Thank
you. Can you please give us one more before
we'd
you go?
We'd love to.
Here's what have you got?
Here's a song called Call You By Name.
Okay.
Nothing to say, mountains won't stand in your way. You like to walk as if troubles are behind you. They'll never find you as long as you hide. Out you'll miss the rain, standing with forehead on windowpane. Come your shame, we won't let you flounder, we'll call you by name. You with the sun dripping over your face, nobody knows where you've been. Your arms open wide, greeting strangers like family. Nobody knows all the places you've seen. Why, there goes the rain, standing with forehead on windowpane. Come out, bring us your shame. We won't leave you lonely, we'll call you by name. We won't leave you lonely, we'll call you by name. Oh, how I love all the places that shine in you. Let me dine in you and displace myself. Sinking entwined, let me forget what binds me to. Sit inside of you and forsake myself. La 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 la. Darkness won't stand in your way. You hold me now as if nothing will ever break all that flowers here in your heart. There I go again, bleeding and beating on a windowpane, crying. Here is my shame. Don't leave me here lonely. I've called you by name. Don't leave me here lonely. I've called you by name. Well, there is no sound when the rivers stop flowing, it's only hope that turns bread into wine. I have no words when the winter floods out of you. Never once did I think you would cry.
Call You By Name. Zolani Maholo with Frank Freeman on guitar. Zolani, thank you for coming in.
What a privilege
to sit here and hear that. And I hope everyone listening feels the same. But most importantly, I hope everyone gets to the Baxter. Really do. Best of luck with the run. This is, I repeat, gala performance Tuesday, the 3rd of November, then 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, through to Saturday night, all on at the Baxter. I think it's going to be a fabulous show by the sound of that glorious music we've heard. Tickets at webtickets.co.za. Zolani, thank you very much. What a pleasure to see you.
Thanks for having me.